Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And do you know what, Tony?
What's that?
Kiss my ass. You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band, Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses. We have played them before 2 or 3 weeks ago. Got the album through of them. Absolutely love it. Hey, man, girl funny punk. What's not to love?
Exactly.
Don't have enough female voice on this show. Do we, Fee from Dragster? No, we don't. Dragster got a new album out. It's supposed to send me. I haven't done. Not happy. Anyway. We will be playing more from Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horse in the future. Those of you wondering where they get the name from, it's from Blazing Saddles, Tony. Do you remember Blazing Saddles?
I do.
Well, Frau Blücher in Blazing Saddles had a certain interest in horses.
Okay.
Now, yeah, we're leaving that there. The point is, what is Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horse's website?
FrauBlücher.com?
FrauBlücher.net, my friend, and it's FrauBlücher.net. FrauBlücher.net. Paul E. B. and the I'm speaking weirdly. Paul E. B. and the Internet One, Tony Nil. More of Frau Blücher in the future. Oh, I love that band. Now, I've got a little bit of additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
In that we have, in reference to last week's show, we have once again, and thank you, Dark Lord, we have heard from Satan.
Oh, how is he?
Well, why don't I read out and tell you?
Okay.
Dear Mr. Edwards, he's very formal.
He's polite. I like it.
He is, yeah. He is. It's nice to know they're still teaching manners in the underworld.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks again for your continued support, and I would be more than happy to help out with any questions your own particular brand of disciples may have. Count me in. Thank you, Satan. In answer to your question from last week, I have unfortunately been far too busy to do any cooking at all these past few days. What between Halloween shenanigans and JCB joyrides around Leeds, it's been an extremely busy month. I've barely had a chance to scratch my own arse, to be honest, even with this extremely versatile tail of mine. I even had to cancel my planned trip to Mappily to steal Tony's door for shits and giggles. Anyway, see you soon. Satan, the one true lord, Hades. P.S. The pork pie was lush. You will have to listen to last week's show to find out what this is about, really, kind of, won't you? Yes.
Yes.
You? Yes.
That's yeah, right, or yeah. As this show goes on, you'll realise how we've managed to get a direct line to Satan. So, yeah, if you do have a question for him, we can send this to you, can't we?
If you want to. Of course.
Yeah. Email tony@punkyradio.com or email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Right, I've got another song for you now. And thank you once again, Satan. It's nice to be on side.
Yes, yes. It's good to have friends in low places.
It really is.
Yeah.
You with your jokes and your nonsense. Right, next band up. I don't know if we played them before or not. I don't think we have. It's an oversight. Band called Fox and the Law, Tony.
Okay, no.
Have you heard of Fox and the Law?
No, I don't think so.
This is... I don't know what to call this music, my friend. It is garage rock, but it's kind of almost garage punk metal sort of thing. Catchy as hell, though. Really like it. You can find out more about them by visiting their Bandcamp page. What is it, Tony?
foxandthelaw.bandcamp.com?
It is, and it's foxandthelaw, foxandthelaw.bandcamp.com. Now, I think Wall of Sound sent me this through. I think it was Jamie. I'll have to check. It might not have been, but anyway... We don't play enough from them, and he gets really angry about it. Oh. But it's all right. It's all right. We're playing this, and I'm loving it. And we will be playing more in the future. It's probably been Instep 1, Tony 1. And seeing as we just heard from Satan, I think it's only right that this should be Nod to the Devil. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fox and the Law and Nod to the Devil from their latest album. Recommend you get that. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Do you have any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Excellent. That must mean it's time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Yes. It's just not as good as the original.
Well, it's a classic.
Well, we use minor chords in a key change.
We do. I love a minor chord.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank you, Facebook.
We do. There is a key. We do have a key change, don't we?
I think so.
Because our one was Facebook, Facebook, la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, la 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 la. That's a key change.
It's subtle,
yeah.
But it's yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, and then this one. Obviously, it's like we've gone mainstream.
It's like that. It's the new Doctor Who theme tune. They always mess it up, and each time it gets worse and worse.
Change.
It like change. Stop it.
I like change.
Facebook.com/PunkyRadio. Do like the page. Add us, befriend us, leave a comment and all that. Facebook, social shenanigans. Much appreciated if you do. And we've had a few comments. First up, Chuck Finlay, which I do believe is Mr. LaFat from up north.
That's his latest name, is it?
Yeah. Just catching up. It always confuses me. I'm like, who's that?
Monsieur LaFat.
Monsieur LaFat. It takes a little bit of investigation to work out who it is. But that's who it is. Just catching up with my shows on the way to Abingdon. Didn't realise I was 2 weeks out of date and currently enjoying the pistol special. Loving it. Eating it. Very much Fat Boy. Do catch up.
Is it definitely Fat? Was that definitely Fat Boy?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wood Shampoo's been in touch.
Hello, Wood Shampoo.
In response to last week's show, saying thanks to our friends Paulie Bean Taylor for playing You Suck, Mr. Vampire, and making Wood Shampoo the special word of the week. One up for two, guys. Yes, it was our word of the week.
They
yes.
did well out of us, didn't they? And of course, no follow up.
No.
So we've got no word of the week this week.
No, of course not.
Thank you, listeners.
And a new listener, I think. I do believe. A new listener.
Oh, new.
Liam Crowhurst. Could be nude.
Ooh, I am.
Who knows?
Well, I've got my socks on, I'm not an idiot.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. He's saying, hi, Punky Radio. My name is Liam from London, and I've listened to your podcast for the last few weeks while I'm away to work. You should ask Satan what he does for a night out. Anyway, keep up the good work, lads, even with the DIY and the Monday drinking.
And that's from Liam, yeah?
That's from Liam.
So Liam has, Satan, if you're still listening, Liam has a question for you. What do you do with a night out?
Yep, what's your
We'd like to out? Find out by next week.
Yes.
I don't want to put you under any pressure, Satan.
Just pick a night, then just chronicle
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's it for Facebook this week.
I reckon he likes barn dancers.
Barn dancers?
Yeah. Hmm. They're hellish.
They are hellish. Followed by an acoustic open mic night.
Hey, maybe the next night, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. I don't think even Satan could manage to do the two in one night.
That's it, Facebook then.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
That's it.
It's like someone's gone on stars in their eyes and said, tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Punky Radio. Isn't it? When they do that. Great Van Conner. Get all the way from deep down south in the thermic geek. Call we your John Schooley. Pray for the let out. Go out and tore up the barn thing.
Two steps forward, two steps back. Throw up a hand as you bow on Jack and how brother.
happy.
I'm just as dumb and stupid as you. That was John Schooley and Pray for the Lights to Go Out from his new album, his brilliant new album, Wheel Fast Country Trash. I think he described it as Texas Garage Country Trash, which is a great album. I really like that. You'll listen to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What is John Schooley's website?
johnschooley.com.
It is indeed, and it's johnschooley.com. johnschooley.com. Tony 2, poorly being this, Net 1. Did you do anything last week?
I've been doing my tiling and destroying things all weekend. I took the front door off at the weekend and managed to get my tiling to the step, which is good. And
then that's one very good way to avoid trick or treating.
It was. We had.
They've got nothing to knock on.
We had two trick or treaters. We bought a big bowl full of stuff, cakes and chocolates, and we happened to eat them because the only two kids came round.
Well, probably, yeah, but you had no door on, Tony. They're not going to go up to the crazy spooky house, are they?
The door didn't come off a couple of days afterwards, but I think it is the spooky house thing because it's very dark. Because right. We're living in the back of the house because all the front of the house is being done up.
House.
But anyway, so we pulled the lounge up, pulled the lounge floor up, so everything's filthy and dirty. But it's going back down again. Yes. So that's all we've been doing. It's been ultra DIY. It's DIY as I normally am. It's been extreme DIY.
I didn't do anything nearly as good as that.
What did you do?
I did have a night out in Holland. Okay. Me and a comic called Stefano Pallini went to do Den Haag's Comedy Festival last week. We flew with Ryanair. We landed at Eindhoven Airport. Well, we were picked up by a guy. Now, I'm not going to give his name. Okay. I'm just going to describe him, right? He's a lovely bloke, first of all. But as I discovered on the trip, he said, oh, look. I said, so do you work? He said, no. I said, why not? He said, I'm paranoid schizophrenic. I went, that's the kind of driver I need. I went, great. And what medication do you take for it? He says, oh, cannabinoids. I went, what? He said, basic cannabis oil in between the joints. I went, like, who can possibly be safe from driving? it was very funny. And he's from Antwerp, and he's writing this book. Like, he said, I'm writing this book. I went, yeah. He said, did you know that Adam, the original man, was from Antwerp? I said, no. But what's the book called? Adam and the Antwerps. Like, first out laughing. Right. Fantastic bloke. He said, I don't think they'll like me tonight. I said, why not? He said, I'm not very good. I went, that's a good, because he was one of the comics on.
Okay.
Get to book into the hostel. The hostel we were in was brilliant. We had private rooms in the hostel. I felt very special on the top floor. It was the highest up I've been in Holland and not thought I was Anne Frank. It was really weird. And the gig itself, they laid on snacks. We got a few beers and all that. And then we went afterwards with a bunch of the people there. And I can't go into too much detail about what happened after the show, but I was told that Den Haag, where we were, I was told that it shut at 1 o'clock in the week. Someone was telling me that at 2:30 in the morning outside a bar as we were drinking. I went, are you sure about this? He's going, oh, the clocks have gone back. But that would make a difference, right? So when that bar shut, someone said, come on, there's a bar around the corner. We went around the corner. It was one of those children's disco bars. So we went, there's loads of us, went in this children's disco bar. We came out of there, by the time we came out of there, I'd been double bocked. I'd been over double bocked. There's a beer called Double Bock. It's really nice. 7.5% proof. I'd had more than my fair share. Couldn't find my way back to the hostel, which it emerged after a conversation with police officers. It was actually 20 seconds from where I was standing. But it did end up with me giving the WPC, the lady police officer, I said, thank you very much, and gave her a kiss on the cheek. She didn't mind.
Holland.
and walked back to the hostel, got in. Next morning, got a phone call from the paranoid schizophrenic saying, you're supposed to be out at 11. I said, what time is it? He said, 4:15. I went, oh dear. So got up, ran downstairs, got back in the car. Steph bagsied the back seat. You know how normally you want to go shotgun. Well, the other comic was Bagsy in the back seat.
Right.
And we were just, because the other comic didn't want anyone to smoke in the car, and obviously the driver needs to smoke every now and then, it meant we had to keep stopping. And he was going, and then we're getting later and later and later. I think we're going to miss this flight. We got to the airport with about 25 minutes before the flight was due to leave. And he said, so, should we go and get a beer and have some food? And I thought, well, we better not. So we ran through and the fucking thing was cancelled. Well, not cancelled, it was...
delayed.
But yeah, delayed by now.
Oh.
Anyway, we were through by then. So it was all fine, it was all good anyway. And that was a brief synopsis of my week. Well, sorry, my night in Holland last week. There you go, that was the main thing I did. But I do want to just mention Russell Brand quickly. Can I mention Russell Brand quickly?
You can.
I don't know whether you've seen about this, how Russell Brand is now the figurehead for a children's revolution.
Yeah.
And he's going, hey, everybody, don't vote. And then he comes out with all this nuts and nonsense and rubbish. And He talks purdy, but, you know, he's just a ramble. Anyway, I don't know whether you saw today, but someone, it's gone absolutely mental. Someone just, he did a tweet that was some old rubbish, and someone just put underneath, park life, right? And it's gone absolutely crazy. And everyone, every time Russell Brand tweets something, someone just puts underneath park life, because it does fit perfectly. And the bitch of what is normally known as park life. Right? So anyway, don't vote, kids, because the revolution's all about the hippie trippy people with the big nipples. Park life. And it goes on and on. And it gets funnier and funnier and funnier. And I was thinking, yeah, that's really funny. But, conspiracy theory, what's to say that it wasn't the right winger that came up with that idea? So they would be able to discredit Russell Brand. Answer me that. I just don't know. Anyway, two songs coming up now by two acts. One we've played before, one we haven't. The first one up, I don't know how to describe this tone.
Okay.
It's an artist called Michael Blaney. Michael Blaney, I believe, is from Las Vegas. And he's done what he describes as alternative industrial rock. But I've got to tell you, I think it's more post-punk weirdness in a sort of Cake vein, or sort of, they might be Giants vein, but fairly discordant and fairly weird. And I wanted to play this week because it's like the United States and the United Kingdom are two nations separated by a foreign language, aren't they, Tony?
They are.
As if to prove it, this track will. Stay tuned for Urban Junior after this. I'll talk about him after you've heard this. First of all, what is Michael Blaney's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Michael Blaney?
No, ReverbNation.com/Michael Frederick Blaney. Because there's more than one Michael Blaney in the world, my friend, and more than one musician called Michael Blaney. Anyway, while you're thinking about this, here's what I'm calling Tomato.
Your opinion. you probably haven't been listening.
Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Urban Junior from his new album and a track called Jetzt. That means now, doesn't it?
I don't know. I see it a lot in German, so it might do.
I think it means now.
It's something common.
Not absolutely sure. But Urban Junior is electronic garage punk via Voodoo Rhythm Records. We played the last album he sent. We played a few tracks off it. This is one off the new one. Really like it again. And he is currently touring with John Schooley.
Oh, okay.
Quite a difference all the way around northern, northwestern Europe. Quite a lot of gigs in Holland, for example. In fact, we came very close to bumping into each other when I was there last week. And the tour is quite a long one. It's on for most of this month, so do make sure you check out via his website, which is
urbanjunior.com.
It is. Oh. Tony 3, probably on the internet too. So, seeing as we're talking about touring and bands and gigs and that, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12-bar. Duet version than that.
Yeah, you can't.
Yes. Yeah, harmonising across postcodes, that's what we're doing.
Tony, it's akin to the harmonies on Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
120 miles apart, you know, just
I can't do it, Matt.
But musically and emotionally, so very close.
Yeah, we are at the tour file again. It's still there, thankfully. Do check it out. There's nothing on Friday, which is quite surprising. So I'm going to do Thursday, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Well, maybe Friday's probably a private party or something.
It normally says, but yeah, it probably is. But I doubt it's shut. But anyway, this Thursday, the 6th, Tony Andrews, Nick Africano, and Echo Wants Her Voice Back. I know no more than that. How much do you think that would be?
I want doesn't get. Maybe Echo should ask for a voice back.
Exactly.
£6?
It is £6.
Nice.
Saturday night, 8th of November, Stinging Nettles, Top Buzzer, Run Devil Run, Electrics, and special guests. It's the Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
It'll be amazing.
It will be. Saturday evening, how much do you think?
£6.
It is. And finally, Sunday night, Lack, L-A-C-H. I'm saying Lack. Could be Lark.
Right.
Could be Latch. Lack. I'm saying Lack. And support. Sunday evening. Could be anything. How much do you think?
Oh, man. That's a Sunday freak out. Do you know what? I'm going to do something crazy here.
What's that?
I'm going to go £8.
Six.
No. Oh. Cheeky people. 668.
Yeah. 66, yeah.
Next door to the number of the beast. Although 666 is Greg's answer. You're in there with the beast. He's had his pork pie. He's done his JCB fun. What's he going to do next? Hopefully he'll tell us next week.
Exactly. He'll be thinking about what he does in the night out. That's what he'll be doing.
Now, did you also see Fred's post?
I did. I need to transpose that a little bit. It's a big image full of gigs. I might do it in the last bit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. So for now, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar. Galileo, Galileo. I think we ought to play another band. This band, the reason I'm playing this band this week is because this weekend is the Lille Vintage Weekender. You might remember I went to it last year, and it's put together by the lovely Ivan, who is in the Dustaphonics. So I thought we'd play a Dustaphonics track this week, because actually one of the other bands we're playing in this half of the show are on at the Weekender. This weekend, of course. It's in Lille, and it's at the weekend, and it's vintage. If you type in Lille Vintage Weekend into Google, you'll find out all about it. It's free. It's brilliant. If you find yourself near northern France this weekend, go there. It's really, really good fun. I went there last year with Steve, Silky, and Fenella Fudge.
Okay.
And it was brilliant. We had such a good time. So, yeah, if you do get the chance to go down there, if you're in northern France, do go. Brilliant. Oh, Belgium. Not far. Just over the border.
Past Lille quite a few times, I think. Yeah, but anyway, yeah.
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 Any road up. This is from the Dustaphonics' latest album, Big Smoke London Town. It's actually a song that was on their last album as well, but I'm playing it because they re-recorded it. Made it even better, Tony.
Wow.
They've made it even better. But what is the Dustaphonics' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Dustaphonics.
It is. Ooh. So what's the score?
Ooh, 3...
No, it's 4-2 to you, isn't it?
Is it?
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 2, and this is When You Gonna Learn.
The way you want things to be. When you're gonna learn.
Mercury.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dustaphonics. When you're going to learn top vocals. Top vocals on that song, Tony.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Great song as well. Really, really catchy. And hello to Ivan and the rest of the band, and I hope to bump into you guys soon. Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
It will be heavy DIYing again all week. Wow. Got the joining all week, and we're all giving him a hand to do it all. So.
Right.
And then at the weekend, I'll probably be then trying to catch up with my day job.
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It's heavy work. It's heavy work, sort of thing.
Well, I'm not doing anything nearly as exciting as that, Tony.
Or your turn.
I've got my shows this weekend in Baldock, Hitchin and Letchworth, and I've got a different bill each night. So Thursday night at the Orange Tree in Baldock, I've got, like, Craig Murray, who's the bloke off the PlusNet ads. Yeah, you right. know, yeah, you know him if you saw him. Right. Really, really funny guy, Yorkshireman, excellent, really good comic. Supported by my mate Trevor Locke, who I haven't seen in a while, and Trevor's absolutely brilliant and surreal. It's Thursday night in the Orange Tree, Friday night in Hitchin. They're both replaced by a different bill, which is Peter White from Canada and Michael Fabry, who's an English stand-up comic. Really, really funny. Did a show in Letchworth a while back and was just great. And then on Saturday night at Letchworth Arts Centre, Trevor Locke returns, where he'll be opening for a comic from the US called Will Franken. So it's a real international bunch of... Well, it's a real international bill, isn't it? Because we've got US, we've got Canada and Yorkshire. It's going to be brilliant. You can find out all about it at lastminutecomedy.com, and I hope to see some of you at the shows. That is pretty much me busy all weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good though.
Yeah, and I'll let you know if anything at all weird happens next week. It normally does. Sometimes people walk up to me and tell me I'm brilliant. Other times they run up behind me, punch me in the back of the head. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Could be anything, yeah.
Could be anything. Anyway, one band that you know what you're going to get with are Muck and the Myers, Tony.
Okay.
Described variously as being a cross between 64 Beatles and 77 Ramones, so there's not a lot to dislike there, and one of the best sort of garage pop bands of recent times, I suppose you'd say, a band called Muck and the Myers, Tony, who happened to be playing at the Lille Vintage Weekender.
Nice.
This weekend, hence me playing them right now. This is from their latest album as well, and thanks very much to Dirty Water for sending this through. Really enjoying it a lot. Tony, let's just have a listen to it, shall we?
Okay.
This is Double White Line.
When I try to hold you, each time you just decline, and your eyes glare back at me like a double white line. Change, but you raise a warning sign when I come close to crossing that double white line. Double white line. Double white line. Every time a romance starts to slip into high gear, I wanna make a pass, but you won't let me near. Sometimes I feel like I'll never make you mine if I can't find my way across that double white line. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Muck and the Myers and a track called Double White Line from their latest album, M is for Muck. What is their website?
Muckandthemyers.com.
Oh, Tony, it is.
Ooh.
It's Tony Five, boy of the internet too. This is a rarity.
That is rare.
Thrashing me this week. While that track was playing, I fell upon the Urban Junior listing again that we've got here and thought of Urban Junior. I think he's Swiss German. Urban Junior, he sings in German a lot anyway, and I think he's Swiss German. But it made me, I was laughing to myself about how the Germans would, particularly the southern Germans, would pronounce Urban Junior, because okay. They'd say Urban Junior, wouldn't they? They'd say like Urban Junior. This is very, very close to how the Welsh would say it, Urban Junior. I was laughing to myself at how maybe the Welsh and the Germans are more connected than we thought.
There you go.
I've got little else in my life. Have you got a triant?
No.
Knickers.
Yeah. Yeah, no triant this week. I had a good run.
Did horses just gallop by?
That was me tapping on the table.
I just heard a...
yeah. No try this week. Did have some, but used them all up. As is my one, I'm a twat user and abuser. I do need more. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Dead simple.
And lots of bands listen to this show. And I wonder if there's a band out there that maybe had someone slag them off that they weren't pleased about or something like that, and they'd maybe like to expose them as a twat. Who knows? Just an idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyone... All and everyone can email me, but nobody does. But yeah, email me now.
They do sometimes.
They do sometimes. So I do not have a twat. But as we said, I do have a second part to my gig guide.
Well, let's have it.
Do you want to sing it?
All right, then. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me. He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Tony's... International gig guide. Scalaboosh, Scalaboosh, Galileo, Galileo.
Part 2.
Lord Miller, no, we wanna let me go, let me go. I've always hated that song. Is that allowed?
Overplayed.
Wow. No, I hated it the first time around, mate. I was only little. I remember it coming out. I think it was a load of rubbish.
I didn't like it. And I think then I played so much, I think I started liking it. And now I don't know.
Right. Well, yeah. I think we've just done a better version.
There we go. So yeah, Fred's been in touch. Fred Johnson.
Hello, Fred. How you doing?
Hello, Fred.
Hope your hair's lovely and shiny.
He did post on the Facebook page with a gig guide. So I'm reading it off the Facebook page now. It's an image, so I will be struggling a little somewhat.
You do your best.
Yeah, it's for the dead and the living who are on tour 2014. The last minute standing tour.
And we will be playing a track by them maybe next week.
All right, okay, cool. The tour's mostly over. They're finishing the last week now, so I'm going to start from this Thursday. Well, Wednesday, the Bonfire Night, England, they've been playing in Newcastle, O2 Academy. Thursday, England, Wolverhampton, Stade Rooms. Friday, they're playing London, the Garage, or the Garage. Saturday, they're in Holland.
I'm happy with Gary's tape.
Playing in Utrecht in Tivoli de Helling. Excellent. And Sunday night they're in Germany in Cologne, playing the Underground. So there you go. They do check them out if you are in any of those places. And if you're in Cologne, have a go at the Dom. Have a look at the Dom.
All right.
And have some currywurst.
Absolutely.
I like that. But yes, so there you go, the dead and the living. More details, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Fred's post is on there and you can follow the link and have a look.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that we haven't got a track to support the listing of the tour this week, but we will hopefully be playing a track next week. Right, you twatless fiend.
Yeah.
Let's get on with the last track. Do you know what? You might be thinking, there's not been a lot of punk rock on this show. I'm going to put that right now, Tony. Bank All the Antidotes, played them the other week. Mm-hmm. They're from Port Charlotte, Florida. And they've got a new album out, which I'm rather keen on. What is the Antidotes Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheAntidotes.
It is, and that's Antidotes without the apostrophe. So it's facebook.com/THEANTIDONTS. Tony Six, probably being in internet too.
Wow.
There has been but no mention of Guy Fawkes Night this week, really, other than when you said about the thing there. And
oh, yeah.
So we'll have to make a note next year for our listeners around the world to explain to them why Bonfire Night is so massive here. Because, of course, it's the night of the year when we celebrate the burning of Catholics.
Yeah.
So, anyway, here goes. Well done, mate. Thrashing this week. This is Don't Worm Our Chicks.
My broken teeth, my broken mind. I had a dream that I had all the things I wanted. Things will go from here. I don't give a fuck then. Just give me another beer. Keep on stuff brainwashed. Makes us look crazy. Super motherfuckers watching, seeing that daily. We work our asses off to be where we should have been. Little white chicks, wait, we'll be with that. East South darkest, the cyclops from Larkest. Get ripped off and shit it off, we're hell of a party. We worked our asses off, we where we should have been. Now that the right takeaway, we'll be all dead. From East South darkest, the cyclops from Larkest. Get ripped off and shit it off, we're hell of a party. My broken teeth, my broken mind. Loving my 20s, and I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time.
That's about it for this week. I hope you enjoy the Antidotes and indeed all the other music on the show. Make sure that you buy the music from the acts you've heard so that you keep the bands going, keep alternative music going, etc, etc, etc. We're going to now give you a whole list of things we want you to do this week. First of all, if you have a joke or a poem, I'd like you to email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. We haven't had one of those in a while now. I like them. We'd also like you to get your questions in for Satan. We don't know how much time he's going to have for us over the coming weeks, but while he is listening to Punky Radio, we should be finding out as much about him as we can. Would you say that's fair?
Yes, we should.
I'd say that's fair. Also, if you would like us to advertise your gig, drop a line to tony@punkyradio.com, titling your email I've got a gig or gig guide or something like that. And Tony, you also want their twats, don't you?
Oh, the twats. Email me tony@punkyradio.com, want the twats name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. Get them in, all twats suit with thanks.
Absolutely. And lastly, Tony, if you could just run through the very kind internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, PODUNK radio.com. We're fine on Radio Andra, Radio ANDRA.SE.
I love you all, but some more than others.
There you go.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo!